this effort to record these more. So this is me doing it. It's 5:11 a.m. and the dream is fading so fast. Plot points: paleontologist, divorce, late for school. Oh god. Fading. Divorce papers. I think I already said that. Running away, red shoes, red outfit, no shoes. Going to visit an Indian family. Running away. Look at that. Oh. The small dog, stuffed animal, gorilla, bear. Sleep with your tiger? I don't know. Art. She did art. And he was looking for a whale. Mermaid-like thing that had slits on its fins. And then, he asked for a non-disclosure agreement from the chick. Okay, there was more at the beginning. Something about school. Oh, there was different realities between these two. There's different realities between the two fighting, and there was one that was really, really not safe for work. And then there was one that was all happy-go-lucky, so that there wasn't any fighting because something about the in-laws were coming in. And there was a sex club. And there were two cops that were trying to, they were super duper drunk and getting blowjobs from two chicks. And they're like, yeah, you're sex workers. And then they started to arrest them. And then they were in a sex club, and all these people were tied up and whatnot. And they were oh no, we're all tied up, we're all going to jail. And then this one, I don't even know what to call it, a short, oldish man that was tied up using white pearls, did some sort of move to get his, to start getting his stuff undone, and he just kept chanting, "We know more than you do," and then everyone started untying their stuff, and these two dudes are just, super duper drunk trying to arrest these two chicks for, being prostitutes, and it was very weird. So that all happened, and that was when the altered reality happened, because in one version, because it was there were tapes, and in one tape, it was that was tape one, where the people rose up. Tape two was them being friendly, and then getting jiggy with it with, the chicks and whatnot. And then, tape number three was just, aggressive hardcore porn. They called it the bleep episode. I don't know why. And then, back to the other people. So, there was a couple, and they were not doing so good together. And the dude was writing movies and had stuffed animals, and there was a stuffed animal dog cat thing that was the same size as another stuffed animal gorilla, and they were all talking, so he had to explain to the dog cat thing that in reality the gorilla was a million times bigger than him. And then there was also other stuffed animals, and he was doing size comparisons in reality versus how they were stuffed animals. And then I remember he went out to the kitchen because it was in his house, and he and the wife had a little spat. She was an artiste. She had her room, and I just remember she was wearing a lot of sophisticated red, a white or a red blouse with black pants, And Judge, like, I want to say early 40s. Like, the lines are just starting to show, but she's, like, maybe gotten a little bit of work done. Just very Scottsdale. I mean, Arizona, that's what I compare it to. And, yeah, she was very well put together, and she was an artiste, and that was in her room. And I just remember a lot of red and a lot of, like, almost photo developing equipment. Like, she was in the red room, something like that. And so he's doing his little movie, and then he gets a call that there was a fine, and he's being asked to record it, like a movie theater thingy, or a documentary, that's what it's called. But then, when they get there, they're unearthing it, and, it's like a whale. And there's a whole bunch of them that are kind of like laying on top of each other, like they all beach together. And it's like a whale meets a walrus. So it kind of has like almost a mermaid-like body. And then, so like its tail, that's all they're focusing on. Because they're looking for one that has like a slit of it, because that was a female. And they were looking, and then he realizes that he, like, was talking loudly when he was leaving, so he was asking his wife to, like, not say anything, but they had just been in that argument, and she was drinking heavily, and she was, like, no, like, she was very, like, she was aggressively no. Even though, like, I know that the dude was cheating, and I don't remember how that came up, but she knew about it, she was well aware, and it's almost like she just found out, and then he left, and he asked her to write non-disclosure, or to sign a non-disclosure agreement, and so she looked at it, and she was like, no, I'm not doing this, I'm gonna go tell so many people. And so then, she's, like, putting on clothes, and he gets back, and she's, like, running around the house avoiding him, and then he decides to go in her red room and just wreck all of her art. And so she's like, well, now I have nothing to lose, and she kicks off her red stilettos, and she's been, like, I don't even know what to call it. She has, like, this big mesh red semi-see-through robe with, like, the fur on the cuffs. That's just, it's long and transparent, I don't even know, but she has, like, red outfits, like, almost like red pajamas underneath, and she's running outside, and actually, I remember this changing to, not necessarily a set, but kind of a memory, of just, like, it's a generic Arizona subdivision, and it's kind of like where my family used to live. When I was young, I would go and just, like, walk around, because I was a tortured soul, and I was so sad, so I would just walk around the neighborhood, being mopey. yeah, and so the chick was upset and running away. She didn't have anywhere to go, so she was just running, around. And so then she decides to go to a friend's house who was not ready for her to come over. They're like acquaintances. It was almost like they met at the HOA meeting, and she decided to just go to her house. And it's like a pregnant Indian lady with all of her family, and she's like, doesn't know how to tell this chick to leave. And so, they have a lot of girl daughters. And I think they were all out at, like, a dim sum restaurant, which is, like, just the cross, like, nationality is just funny, because dim sum is, I believe, Chinese. And all of these, like, not girls, but, like, some of them are women, some of them are teenagers, some of them are girls, and there was one sassy-ass baby. And, they were all, like, They were all sitting around, and so they were kind of in a U, and then there was like a second layer of girls like leaning over those ones. So I was seeing like two rows in a U of girl heads. But they were all attached to bodies. I just knew that the top ones were leaning very, very aggressively. Oh, extra yummy episode. And so they were introducing themselves at first, and there was like there was the first two that were in like the center directly across from me on the bottom level, and they would introduce themselves, and then it got like continuously more awkward. So it went like normal, kind of normal, and then one that was playing it off, one that was trying to copy her twin sister, and then the one that just totally didn't get it. And that was like, the three were the center of the U, and then the other set was the like the right side of the U, and then it like just jumped over to the left where was like girls, like they were like, one was like 7, one was like 10, and then there's the baby, and I don't know why this decided to happen, but the baby was not sitting at the table, it had a spot at the table. But apparently all of this was happening like above a pool, so at like just below normal waist height. There was water, and the baby was like, and when I say baby, I mean like this is a full talking toddler. There's something weird going on, but it's tiny and has a floaty, and like in one of those ones where the babies are like they sit down and there's like holes for the little legs, and it's just like a big ring. That's what it was in. But it's being a freaking smart ass while they were like trying to do introductions, and then one of the main chicks was like, "Hey, can you stand right now?" He was like, "No." I "Do you know how to swim right now?" He was like, "No." And then she's like, "Grab her hand." And so then he grabs, or she, grabs the hand of one of the younger girls that's on the bottom layer on the left hand, like, arc of the U. And just is pouting. So now there's the three there. I remember. And then there's the second layer, which were all, like, teenagers to 20s. Year old people, and they really didn't matter. And I remember there was something about a straw that was going around, like they were all connected using a straw, and they were all trying, like, not connected, they were all like, there was a funky straw, and each one of them had a part and like helped with the movement of the liquid in some way. It was weird. And I remember one of the chicks on the upper layer just was not doing it right, and then because of that, it was putting a lot of water in the baby's face or something. That was a whole other section. So anyway, yeah, I just remember this chick being devastated because her arc got destroyed, and then the dude trying to hand her non-disclosure agreement when she was just so freaking pissed, and it was just a very much like, "Fuck you." So after that, she's still walking around the neighborhood. I vaguely remember going to like kind of my old house that my stepmother was outside, and I wanted to talk with her to get her opinion. And then something happened. Oh, I almost missed the bus after getting a whole bunch of takeout for lunch. Oh God, there was that. I went to several restaurants and I ate, and then I left big tips, and then I realized I didn't have enough change, just change, to get onto a bus. And the bus driver was being a dick and like wouldn't let me pay a dollar to get on an 80-cent bus. And I had all this food, and I was gonna miss it. I was gonna miss going to school. And then I had left a tip at the restaurant, and the restaurant people. And then I was like, I went back to the restaurant and asked for my tip back because I didn't know how to do other change or something, and I was super embarrassed. Well, also apparently it's stormy outside. I slept on the couch last night because I was having issues swallowing. I kept having sleep paralysis in my, like, in my real bed, because I take drugs to go to bed, and it was just overall unpleasant. So I came down here downstairs to watch TV and like chug water to try to remember how to swallow, and the drugs just kicked in and I just passed out while sitting up, and that's where we are. Anyway, yeah, I got takeout food, and then I was embarrassed because I had asked the people for my money back. And then I was on the bus, and I remember, like, I was going to classes, and one of the classes was, like, I don't even know, like, the teacher was so sick that we never saw her. And so the substitute had us, basically helping to redo a road inside of a subdivision, probably the same one we were just at. And so, like, we were all in, like, construction trucks. Like, one was in a bulldozer, one was in, like, the flat roller thing and laying down the asphalt and stuff like that. And then, I remember thinking, what would the actual teacher say if they just, like, showed up and did, like, a pop quiz? What would we do? Would we stop work for the day? Or, like, hey, we're on, like, a time schedule. We gotta get that shit done. It's your fault that you weren't here to teach. Now we have jobs. And so there was all that. And then I want to say, the person who was going to the high school is the daughter of the two. So now they're at a bar. And they discover, like, hey, that's not a good scenario. Let's try other scenarios. There's a whole bunch of other ones. And then there was one where it was like, hey, make them go on separate adventures to find each other, and that's how they meet. And I just remember the mom was younger with, like, two friends or two sisters or whatever, and they have to walk through this river to try to find a Minecraft desert temple. Yeah. And they're going through this, like, they're very, very tall, leggy women. So it was, like, just below their hips water. And they're all wearing shorts because they knew it was going to get dirty. So they wore the least amount of clothing possible. And they're holding, like, their bags above their head, saying that they have to settle down and not look for it, and then it will show up. And so they set it down, and one of them decides to go to get food, and as she turns around, she realizes the temple's, like, right behind them. And then the dude is doing, I think he just decides, like, to watch them and become a helicopter pilot, but they never meet. And so they're like, oh no, this is a dead episode. And then the grandparents, don't know how this works, decided that they were gonna, like, no, we're gonna watch it. It's a good story. And then, yeah, that was weird. So then, before, when we were saying, like, there was a whole bunch of people at a bar that were like, oh, that wasn't a bad storyline, they all decided to go get absolutely trashed. And I remember there was, like, three boys, two girls, and then the actual mother that I was talking about. She's kind of like the main character. I remember the bartender giving the three guys cups of pork and beans, and they're drinking pork and beans, and the chick's like, wow, that's a hearty meal for them. And he's like, yeah, it's laced with sleeping drugs so you can make sure to get home in time for, like, bed, because it's a weekday. And as that's happening, the guys are looking at her and just, like, falling face first into the table. There's, like, it was almost like the Saturday worked too well, so there was a night where they were still there, and then they partied, and they fell asleep kind of aggressively on the table, and so they all looked very similar. And I think that's it. There was something else about the school thing. There was a boy. I remember the whole getting food was a whole thing. And then I think there was a field trip somewhere in there. Okay, well, this is too long and I'm very sleepy, so I'm gonna go back to bed now. Oh, I have to make sure that I record this and that I do stuff. Anyway, I'm talking to myself now. Okay, y'all have a great day. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.